Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Freeze.
Welcome back to segment four of God Invention Radio. We have Kevin Prince from Quick Patents on the show tonight. And I just want to make a quick announcement. The United Inventors Association of America is the largest inventor organization in the world. Check out the UIA website at www.uiausa.org. And the UIA Daily Inventor blog for the latest call for innovation from UIA corporate and government sponsors. These are opportunities to get funding and exposure for your inventions. So check out the website and blog often at www.uiausa.org. Okay. Kevin, you with us?
Yep.
I want to just finish up the patent side of what we were speaking about before. So And the process, because a lot of inventors are just confused what to do and when to do it. So we do that patent search. We kind of see that we're in the clear. Maybe we want to make a prototype up. Now we're going to tinker around with it a little bit, get some opinions from people. Before you give their show it around, you want to maybe have them sign what's called the non-disclosure agreement. Or you may not want to bring it to that point. Maybe you want to, once you do the prototype, after that, you might want to do what's called a provisional patent, which will give you the right to protect your idea for a year and call it patent pending. And during that time, that's when you can show it around and potentially license it, which I want to talk to you about. And at that point, you get an idea if it's something that's valid to the marketplace or not. And if you want to move forward, then you have options. You can do a utility patent, otherwise known as a non-provisional patent, and continue and keep that filing date from the past. Or you can opt for a design patent, which isn't what Kevin was saying, isn't that much credibility, but it is something, and it can be strong if you make it strong and something unique out there. And where else? How are we doing so far? I mean, that's pretty much where we're at, right?
Here's an important way to look at patent pending. And patent pending just means that you've submitted a patent application to the patent office. Okay, so it's kind of like putting a no trespassing sign up on a piece of property that you don't own yet.
Okay.
And the patent office is going to decide if your claim is valid, and if it is, then they'll issue the patent, and then you'll own the deed to the property, as it were, and at that point you'll be able to kick out the squatters. So a lot of people will respect the no trespassing sign.
Okay, but you also have to check. You have to do a title search.
What the patent office does. And they might say, you're claiming the whole hill, but you have a neighbor over here, and you have another neighbor over here, and so you have to narrow your claim. You have to shrink your boundaries a little bit, and maybe you'll end up with a very small amount of property, or maybe it's still a large piece of property. It just depends on what they find.
Okay, so you put in the patent. Now, there's a couple questions about how much patents cost. I know it's all relative to how much, what type of product or electrical components and all these type of things that are involved with the patent. So what do you say when somebody asks how much does it cost, Kevin?
Well, for the type of patents that I do, and I kind of specialize in the mechanical and simple electrical patents, for a utility patent, it would be just under $3,000.
Okay.
And that includes the filing fees and up to 3 drawing sheets. For a provisional, it would be right around $1,400, which would include the drawings and the filing fee.
Okay, and that's another question also that comes up often. Nobody asked it tonight. I know there's a few other questions. But, somebody, you could go to one patent attorney or patent agent, and they say it costs X amount, and it sounds so cheap, or it could sound so expensive, and it could blow an inventor out of the water where it's so expensive. But that one that you think is so expensive, they might have done 75% for the provisional patent, which is, remember, that's the filing date, and it gives you the right for 1 year. And then once you're ready to do the non-provisional, you're pretty much all ready to go. There's a little bit more work to do, whereas another patent agent or attorney might charge you very little, and you're really not getting much, and there's going to be a full force claims and everything else. You don't have to include claims in the provisional, but there's a lot more meat and potatoes in that, there's less in that one, and later on you'll have to put more of the information in, right, Kevin?
Yeah, there's a wide variety of what you get when you ask for a provisional. For us, we basically do a very brief background. We don't do a full background, and we don't do a full set of claims, but we do a broad first claim.
Okay.
And, you know, that's, and then obviously you do a very detailed description, and you do the drawings and a summary and an abstract, and that's basically it. So.
Okay, so you have to find out, you have to ask an attorney or patent agent how many claims, or is it just based on the product or the item or the idea that really warrants how many claims you're going to put?
Well, in the non-provisional, you'll probably end up with more than one claim, hopefully so. People put a single claim in a provisional just because there's some indication that, you know, other countries won't consider that a valid patent unless there's one claim. Now, I don't know which countries. No one's ever been able to tell me. But I put a claim in anyway, and I actually start writing with the claims because it's just kind of the way you start to think about patents when you're in this field.
Okay.
But, you know, the other thing is that attorneys are typically going to be on an hourly basis, and so there's, you know, there's flat fee pricing or an hourly rate, and they might give you an estimate, but maybe it'll go over. So you just want to make sure that if you are using an attorney, that you know what the rates are, and you maybe have a cap, you know, that it for sure won't go beyond a certain amount.
Okay. And then once you file your the patent, there's follow-ups and things like that from the patent office.
Yeah, with utility patents, you'll likely get a rejection, which means that you're going to have to narrow the claims. Now, maybe they'll allow some of the claims and they'll reject others. You know, you get a whole range, a whole spectrum of different types of rejections. And if they reject all the claims, and if they reject them all because of one or two prior art references that kind of cover you, that's going to be harder to fight. And you're going to have to do, you know, you have to spend more time, which means, of course, more money for the attorney or the agent to respond to that.
Okay. What sort of information do you want to give to the listeners about licensing? Obviously, we made a decision at this point if we want to go into our own business or we want to license our idea, and maybe you can give us an example of what your thoughts are.
Well, yeah, and I like to use the analogy that it's kind of like you own a piece of property with a restaurant building on it. You know, they call it an intellectual property for a reason. It's similar to a piece of real property. So if you had a piece of property with a restaurant building, you have a choice. You can either operate the restaurant yourself, and that means hiring all the staff, buying all the food, doing all the marketing, and you'll get the lion's share of the profit when you're operating the restaurant yourself, but you're also going to get all of the headaches. And so you have to ask yourself, you know, are you cut out to run a restaurant? Now, if the answer to that is no, and you don't want all those headaches, then you can lease that building to some other person or entity that operates restaurants.
Okay.
And that's called a licensing agreement.
Well, that makes sense. That's nice and easy.
Okay. Now, that's basically the two ways that you would make money with an invention. And it really depends on what you're capable of doing yourself. Some products, you know, there's some ideas that I've had where I thought, I can do that. And others that I said, you know what, I don't know anything about this industry. I'm going to try to license it. And, you know, you just got to be real honest with yourself and figure out what's going to be the best way to go. And if you're thinking about licensing, I would recommend Harvey Reese's book, How to License Your $1 Million Idea. He's got a lot of good practical advice, and I like his approach because if you're in a position where you don't have a very strong patent position, he talks about the best ways to approach companies, and he's a licensing agent, so that's kind of what he does, and he's licensed things that don't even have patents.
Okay, well, that was another question. Good. So, you know, licensing is giving the rights of your intellectual property and moving forward. But we'll save this. We actually have a licensing agent attorney going to be on our show in a couple of weeks. But Kevin, I'd like to thank you for being on our show.
Well, thank you very much.
And I'm going to give you the rights to the audio files after the show, which gets posted by the weekend, and you can put it on your website and do whatever you want. So right here, you heard that you have the rights to that. Kevin, thank you very much. Kevin from Quick Patents, quickpatents.com, joined us tonight on Got Invention Radio, gave us some great information on patents and intellectual property. And there we are, another show done. Have a great night. Thank you for listening to Got Invention Radio, and we'll see you next week.
San Diego has always been known for big things, like Big Sun, Big Surf, and now Big Solutions for growing your small business. That's right, CBON, the national provider of communications and IT services for small businesses, is offering local and long-distance calling, high-speed broadband, mobile, web hosting, data backup and security, and more. For details, log on to cbeyond.sandiego.net. That's the letter C, beyond.sandiego.net. CBON in San Diego. It's more than big. It's huge.
Hi, this is Chris Murch, president of WS Radio, and for our regular listeners, you know me as Captain Email, a former Marine captain who's been teaching email marketing for nearly 10 years now. You can still get free resources at CaptainEmail.com, but I have a new superpower, also known as CaptainText.com. Text message marketing done the right way can be even more effective than email marketing, and that's saying a lot. But just like email marketing, there's a right way and a wrong way. So log on to CaptainText.com, listen to Text Marketing Radio, and take us for a free text drive. No credit card required. Or better yet, let me show you firsthand how it works. Grab your cell phone, you know that device you can't live without, and text WS to 313131. That's keyword WS to short code 313131 and see how fast it works. That's WS to 313131.
When it comes to printers, Canon technology has changed the way images and text are put to paper. Canon's laser beam printer technology has redefined both color and black and white printing standards in over 80% of the world's laser printer. Canon's bubble jet printing technology has completely revolutionized color printing by consistently delivering new innovations from personal use and home office businesses to corporate solutions. Canon printers have the technology and reliability you're looking for. Learn more at Canon.com.
Tired of being tired? Need to lose weight? Or are you an athlete looking for peak performance? This commercial is for everyone, young and old, fit or fat. Announcing a revolutionary liquid dietary supplement, ASEA. ASEA actually turns on the antioxidants in your body while boosting your immune system. 16 years of research and development, ASEA is comprised of a salt compound and water combined using our patented process. Taken daily, ASEA improves your energy and stamina with amazing results. Athletes get 5 to 10% increased performance in as little as 2 weeks. Better than steroids, but all natural.
Hi, this is Richard Schroeder. In 100 days of taking ASEA, I've shed over 40 pounds of fat. I feel happier, healthier, and stronger than I have in years. Plus, my doctor reduced my medication, saving me over $100 per month. It works.
Try it with our complete money-back guarantee. We urge you to learn more about ASEA at saltwaterdiet.com. That's saltwaterdiet.com.